Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Florian Posberg, a partner in Polar Pork Farms. Thanks for joining us, Florian.
Thanks for having me, Bruce.
Donald's Fine Foods has acquired the former XL beef packing plant in Moose Jaw and is now in the process of examining the feasibility of converting that facility into a cull sow slaughtering plant. How supportive of this potential development are pork producers in the province, and why?
Well, I think Donald's is going to get a lot of support. I think currently a lot of our cull sows end up being assembled in Manitoba and then continue on into the United States to some fairly large sow slaughtering facilities. It's quite a long trip. It means that our animals are on the road for quite a while. There's a cost of freight. But more importantly right now, there's really a constraint in the number of animals that can be processed in the U.S. So the opportunity to bring that home, have that capacity here in Saskatchewan, and Donald's doing it because they already have the Thunder Creek facility in Moose Jaw, it really makes a lot of sense, you know, to take our animals for hours rides rather than many hours rides. Really makes a lot of sense. There should be some real savings there.
How much need is there for this type of facility? What types of numbers might we potentially be looking at, and what are the factors there?
Well, I know in our business, we cull about 80 animals every 2 weeks. So it would be a real asset for our business going forward. And of course, we're not the largest producer. Olymel has a lot of production capacity, and although they have a plant in Red Deer, that plant is for market hogs, not for cull sows. So them and certainly all the other producers, not only in Saskatchewan, but I think there'd be quite a draw from Alberta producers and some Manitoba producers as well. So it could cover quite an area.
Who stands to gain, in what way, and how significant would that be from the creation of the Saskatchewan-based cull sow slaughtering facility, and why?
Well, I think Donald sees an opportunity, obviously, to have a plant that's in conjunction with their current plant. Makes a lot of sense for them. I know we would benefit our business. Just the idea of biosecurity, not having to take our trucks and trailers into areas that have things like PED and PERS and those kind of highly contagious, infectious and very negatively economic diseases. You know, although we do a good job of washing and baking and doing things to the trailers for biosecurity, obviously, if you can stay close to home and keep your equipment in areas where those diseases aren't known to exist, that would be a great help. There's also, but currently, because of the problems in the hog industry, the plants that do slaughter hogs, there's a couple of smaller ones in Manitoba and a number of bigger ones in the United States. They're just jam full. They can't handle the numbers that are coming to market currently. And so if we, of course, had a plant here that could take care of our supply, that would, particularly at this time, it'd be a great benefit.
What are the potential food security implications?
Well, you know, when you move a lot of product across the border into the U.S., there's always a border risk. So, you know, from our consumer's point of view, a lot of cull sows end up in sausage. So you know, Smokies and Wieners and all those types of products. Just having more supply of the meats that go into those types of food creates an extra bit of security for us. And of course, we have plants like Harvest Meats in Yorkton that does a lot of processing, value adding. I'm sure they're getting a lot of their product that goes into their meats from outside the province and maybe even outside the country. So this really creates an opportunity to supply, primary products for a lot of the food that shows up on our meat shelf.
What are the animal welfare implications? And you did touch on that a bit.
Absolutely. The idea of having the animals travel for, you know, probably no more than a few hours rather than, maybe in excess of a day and in some cases maybe a couple days, and being reassembled in other places and sorted and going through all that hassle. To have a plant here in Saskatchewan, particularly one that's sized to meet our needs, there's really an opportunity to add welfare for these animals.
How much confidence do the province's pork producers have in the company that's considering this new venture?
Well, Donald's has been doing a good job in Moose Jaw and their Thunder Creek plant for quite a few years now. But their history goes way back. They've had production and wholesaling capacity in British Columbia for many years. And personally, I know Donald Lung, and he's a man of integrity. He knows the business very well. He's now passed it on to his son, Alan. And they just know the business, and they know what they're doing. So if they're going to get into a business in Saskatchewan, they're going to do it for the long haul.
And is there anything you would like to add?
Well, besides the cull slaughter, there's potential. Like, one of the things that's happening in the Midwest now is there's a welfare slaughter of market hogs. And, there's a potential to have another plant right here in Western Canada that if there was a serious disease where we had to do welfare slaughter because there was no markets for our animals, I think there's a potential for that plant to be a backup for welfare slaughter for market animals as well. If that's possible, that would just be an added bit of security for our industry here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bruce.
Our guest has been Florian Posberg, a partner in Polar Pork Farms. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.